On February 13, 2017, best friends Abby Williams and Liberty German went on a walk in the woods on the Delphi Historic Trails in Carroll County, Indiana. The next day, Valentine's Day, the girls were found murdered. Now, in this case, we have a picture of the suspect, we have audio, and we have one of the most detailed sketches of a suspect I've ever seen. But 2 years later, no arrest. Are we really any closer as we come upon the two-year anniversary of this horrible, horrible crime? Abby and Libby, they captured the hearts of the world. And joining us tonight, let me introduce to you first, you all know her as Little Texan. She is the moderator in charge of the Delphi thread. Little Texans, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Tricia.
And I am so pleased and honored to welcome somebody that we've all gotten to know, and I'm sure she doesn't realize it, but we have gotten to know her and love her and love her family. We are very honored to have with us Becky Patty, Libby's grandmother. And Becky, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Becky, first, and I know this is a hard question, but it's something that everybody wants to know. How are you and your family doing?
How do you live, you go through your days, you go day by day. We are all focused. We're all driven. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Our life is driven. We are, our lives changed. In one day, Libby walked out the door and never came back. And since then, our lives have become totally different. A lot of it, I feel like we are on autopilot. We get up,
mm-hmm.
we get dressed, we go through our days. Life has kind of stopped. From that day on, I don't know that our family has truly moved forward. And until this guy's caught, I don't know that our family truly will ever move forward.
And I'm sure everybody can understand that. It's like you put one foot in front of the other and you breathe only because it's an automatic thing that you do. You can't will your heart to stop. So you do have to go on. But autopilot, that sounds about right. You're in the club, as Mark Class calls, you're in the club that no parent wants to belong to, and or grandparent. It's so tragic. Now, let's talk a little bit about the case, because we're coming on 2 years of the murder of Abby and Libby. And in this case, Becky, we have a picture, we have audio, and we have one of the best sketches I have ever seen of a suspect. Why haven't we caught this man? Do you have any thoughts on that?
No, that's what we all wonder. He's either incredibly smart or incredibly lucky.
I just have to believe that we're going to catch him, that somebody's going to catch him. Somebody's going to speak up finally and say, because he's very distinctive looking. In fact, the little bit of audio that has been released, the part that where he says down the hill, can you tell if that's a rural Indiana accent to you?
I've listened to that thing a million times. You can talk to one person from Indiana and they sound one way, although I don't recognize it as an accent. But
mm-hmm.
I was born and raised here, so to me, I don't see it as an accent. So for me to say, is that an Indiana accent, that's tough for me to tell.
Right. It's probably easier for people who are not from Indiana to tell if it's an accent or not. Now, the thing, and we talked a little bit about this before we started the interview, one thing we love to do at Web Sleuths is to help law enforcement any way we can. The one thing we do not do is we never interfere with a case. Now, granted, we can't control what members do off the forum, but on the forum, nobody is allowed to call and then post about it, to call the police and then post about it. Nobody is allowed to interfere and then come to Web Sleuths and talk about it. However, one thing we can do is we can help with pieces of evidence that maybe the police have just been so frustrated with, they don't know what to do with. Now, a piece of evidence that I find very frustrating is the video. Do you feel that maybe if they released a lot more of the video, I don't know how much they have, but if they released more of the video, would that help? And why do you think they are not releasing any more of the video?
Well, we've asked that question too. I don't know. They just say that when we talk to the police, they just say that they don't think that it will help for us to hear, you know, for the public to hear any more of it. They said it just won't help. So I don't know why they don't.
I would think hearing more would give a person a better chance of recognizing the voice. You know, I could say down the hill and then have nothing else, and people all over the world wouldn't be able to recognize it's me. But if I say a couple more sentences, then maybe they would. I'm wondering if the content, you know, if it's the content they really don't want to release, what he's actually saying, is maybe that the problem?
And it may be. We heard a very small portion of it, and really not much more than the down the hill. So I don't know what else they have or what else would be on there. I don't know. So I can't. I suppose we have to trust that law enforcement is correct in saying it wouldn't help to hear more. I don't know.
You know, we don't like to criticize the police, but I just have to wonder, wouldn't it be better to hear him say a whole sentence that then somebody might recognize him quicker? I don't know. Maybe when we actually do find out and hear it, we'll understand. I just don't know. And I know you don't want to criticize or like to criticize the police or law enforcement. So, but how do you think they're doing? Are you frustrated, or do you understand how they're going about things?
Well, of course we're frustrated. Law enforcement's frustrated. We do talk to them every so often, and we do ask questions. They tell us whatever, you know, they can. But we have to trust that they are doing everything to protect the integrity, and that when they do finally have him, that they're going to have a solid case that he's never going to be able to walk away.
That's true, and that's what everybody hopes for, because obviously this animal should not be on the earth roaming around. God knows what he has done since then, unfortunately. Have you ever heard of anything called an MVAC? That's the letter M, and then like a vacuum, VAC. Do you know if that's been used on the girls' clothing to get some touch DNA? Have they told you anything about that?
You know, I'm not the one that talks to them the most. Mike is.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
I do remember them saying... I don't know if it was in that MVAC. I do remember them saying something about sweeping or something.
Mm-hmm. They may or may not have used it. It's fairly new, and it's for touch DNA. I'm just going to ask you a few more questions, and then I want to hear about Libby. I want to hear about her life. So let's get, if you don't mind, we'll get through these questions, and then we can talk about Libby, okay?
Okay.
Is there any area of the case that we can help you with? The police haven't released everything they know, of course. Do you know if there's any area that we, the public, can focus on that can help you? I guess other than get the picture out of this man and the voice out, is there anything else we can do to help?
That's all I know that we can do to help. I could sure pass your name on, and if there would be something that maybe they could use you for, I would be glad for them to use you. But at this time, trust me, we've thought and racked our brains, what can we do to help law enforcement? And at this time, we feel that our best bet is to share the flyer and spread the word, because believe it or not, there's people in the counties around us that haven't heard about it.
That is hard to believe, but I'm sure you're right.
I know.
Yeah.
So even while we're trying to, we're trying to spread it out there across the United States, when we're also sitting here trying to figure out how in the world can we saturate Indiana? Because there's so many people that haven't even heard about it here in Indiana. So how do you know, what good's this flyer if these people don't even know to look for him? People don't watch TV. You know, a lot of people have gone to podcasts. But then people watch podcasts that are within their interest, and if they're not into crime, they don't watch those.
Right.
So the real struggle is getting the story out there, the picture, so that and for people to remember, you know, to remember to watch out for these people. There's probably many of wanted posters out there. So, you know, it's tough for people to just focus on one wanted poster.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's not in their top of mind awareness like it is you and the people on Web Sleuth. But you're right. The fact that people in surrounding counties have not heard of this case is shocking but true. And I don't know what the answer is unless it is physically getting volunteers to go out and pass out this flyer into neighborhoods and counties that you feel perhaps has not heard about the case yet. That's one thing I'm sure that Web Sleuth could help with, that maybe we could talk to you after the show. We can perhaps organize something for you to get that flyer out, because to me that flyer is everything. That is everything. There's got to be somebody in this universe that will look at that guy and go, oh, I know him.
Yep.
And then it's done.
Oh, I agree. We have last year, we set up at festivals. We went to the different fall festivals and places all around in the surrounding counties, setting up to tell our story. That's how we found out that people locally didn't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we started expanding, and we will slowly expand our area and stuff. But even if you go back, then the next year, people have forgotten about it. Oh, yeah,
right.
I forgot about that. So, and
right.
We understand that. We discuss that, you know. And if you haven't been affected like this, you know, if this hasn't hit home with you, you know, you see this on TV, you see a story, and it's like, oh, that's sad, that's terrible. But, you know, 6 months down the road, you don't remember about it. So we understand that people, it's not a priority for people. So, you know, the keeping it out there, the fighting to keep it out there is what's important.
Absolutely. And like I said, hopefully Web Sleuth will be able to help you and Abby's family keep the top of mind awareness out there and going. So that's something that we can certainly talk to you about off the air. Are you able to start each day just by saying, okay, today could be the day? Do you have that kind of attitude still? That must be hard if you do, to keep it up for 2 years, that today might be the day we catch this monster.
I post that every day on my Facebook.
Today is the day. Good.
Sure do.
Good.
Every day, one of the first things I tell my husband before the day starts, I'll say, oh, I've got to post my post.
Mm-hmm.
And every day I live through that day waiting for that phone call.
It will come.
You have to.
Yeah, you have to hold that hope, and I'm sure it will come, because it's got to. You can't have this much reliable evidence, hardcore evidence, and not have it work. It just has to. This guy has to be caught. We've all talked about the case, especially on Web Sleuth. We've been talking about it for 2 years, going into detail. But we think we know Abby and Libby, and Libby is your granddaughter, but we really don't. I would love to hear all about Libby and what she loved to do and what her plans were. Just tell us all the good things. Well, it's all good, but tell us everything you can about her so we can get to know her better.
Libby came to live with us when she was 3 years old. She's very outgoing. She didn't know a stranger. After the funeral, several of her teachers and stuff came and talked to us, and we learned a lot more about how Libby was when they were telling us their stories. Libby was a very caring child. She had a heart of gold, and she always went out of her way to make people feel better. Her band teacher told us the story of after class one day, he found a note from Libby on his desk, and she told him, "You make band awesome."
Oh my gosh!
And She made a Christmas gift for some of her teachers. She had a math teacher that she made a sign, and it said, "Of course I have problems. I'm a math teacher."
I love it. Oh, that's brilliant. What a doll. Oh,
but
man.
That was
what a life for
that's the mm-hmm. kind of, she had. She was very, very intelligent. She was in all mm-hmm. high ability classes. She took classes at Purdue. They were called Super Saturday classes.
Oh, wow.
And she come home with the options 1 year, and she was making her selection, and she was going to choose this computer class. And I said, "Libby, you're mm-hmm. going to learn that in school. Take something you're not going to learn in school." So they had a class called Mini Med. So she decided to take that, and that was probably a turning point for her because mm-hmm. in that class they dissected things, and she got to see inside a cow eye and just
oh,
all
wow.
kinds of things. She loved it. She absolutely loved it, and mm-hmm. she loved crime shows. Her and I would sit here every week and watch crime shows together.
Mm-hmm.
And she because she loved the pathology part that she was doing in that class, and she was watching this one show. It was a weekly series about this woman that was a pathologist, but she worked with the FBI. And she said, "You know, Grandma, I'm going to do that. That's what I want to do. Mm. I want to be a pathologist and work with the police, and I want to serve. I want to solve crimes."
Oh,
so
wow.
She had her life laid out. She knew mm-hmm. when she wanted to get married, and she knew how many kids she wanted. You know, she just had her life all planned out. This is what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very active. She was in sports year round.
Mm-hmm.
At this time of year, she would have been in swimming, and she would go straight from swimming. As a matter of fact, the weekend before this all happened, she had just signed up for softball, but she had signed up for school ball and rec ball. So she was going to be mm-hmm. on two softball teams that year. And after softball, she went directly into soccer. And after soccer, it was volleyball. And as soon as volleyball was over, she was back in swimming. So
wow.
she, there were times when the sports overlapped and we would have two practices a night. So
mm-hmm.
she stayed very busy, and on weekends, she always wanted to be on the go. Grandma, what are we doing this weekend?
Kept you young, kept you fit, right?
She sure did. She
wow.
wanted to try everything. She was the one that, when we went to Florida, she wanted to parasail so bad.
Mm.
And twice we had reservations made, but it was too windy, and
oh.
we never got to do that. But when we went
mm-hmm.
back this year, we all parasailed for Libby. We
oh.
we did it for her.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, she loved ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And she sat here one night and said, we were eating ice cream, and she said, "Boy, I could just marry this."
A girl after my own heart. Oh, what a wonderful child. Yeah, I me too. I could marry ice cream too. What a lovely, lovely child. Do you know how Abby's family is doing? Do you talk to them very much?
Oh, yes, we talk to them quite often.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the same as us. Some days it just doesn't seem real. We sat and talked, but we do, we're the two families together. We're working on putting in a park in memory of the girls.
I was going to get to that. Yes. So tell us about the park.
Well, it started out that in the beginning, people were, didn't know what to do, and they wanted to do something. So people started sending money and taking money to the bank and stuff. So
mm-hmm.
we opened up a second account because we didn't know what to do with this money. We didn't want to use this money. And so as we sat there for a while, Mike and I were thinking, and Libby has played ball since she was 4 years old, and the girls have the city park. They didn't have their own ball field, and of course we spent a lot of time down there, and their bleachers were terrible.
Oh,
so
dear.
We thought, okay, we'll take this money and buy some new bleachers for the girls' softball. That's what
sure.
we decided we would do. Well, the money grew bigger than that, so we were sitting there and thought, well, maybe we could buy an acre of ground and put the girls their own softball field, not knowing what we were doing. So we went to Anna and her family and said, okay, this is what we think we're going to, you know, we want to do with this money, but we wanted to include Abby. And they said, well, you know, that's nice. That's great. But it would be nice if we could also have it for kids that aren't athletic.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, well, what do you think? And they said, well, how could we do a park part and
mm-hmm.
maybe have a thing for the arts? So
that's how
the Memorial Park ended up coming about. They
mm-hmm.
wanted to have maybe like an amphitheater so you could have concerts and the bands play there and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. So the families got together and we thought, oh, well, okay, maybe we can do this. So
mm-hmm.
here we are, you know, 2 years later.
How close are you? Are people still donating?
There's still donations coming in, but
mm-hmm.
we actually formed a foundation.
Oh,
we have a board.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have a foundation that handles the money, and so they've gone into we're writing grants and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's become a true foundation, and we're working. It has been very slow. It took some time to get the land, and
mm-hmm.
actually the state of Indiana has been wonderful because there was some surplus land from where a highway had just gone in, and
mm-hmm.
the state donated 21 acres.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, so it has made it where the plans for the park have three ball fields that are going to
mm-hmm.
be interchangeable for girls softball, boys baseball, adult co-ed. So it's
mm-hmm.
going to be multi-use. There's going to be an amphitheater so that there can be concerts and plays and stuff in the park for the whole community. And
mm-hmm.
the nice thing is it's going to be a memorial park, and it's not just for our girls. It's a memorial park for all. But I just want you to know, I just want to make this perfectly clear. We try not to touch the money. Like I said, we're paying a different foundation to control the money because
mm-hmm.
we didn't have all of our stuff done. We did that from the beginning because there's so many rumors and stuff out there about us keeping the money, and somebody's turned us in and said that we need to be audited. We should account for every penny that's ever been donated to us.
Dear God.
And so, you know.
It's unbelievable. It makes me so angry. It really does.
So
I'm so sorry that there's people out there like that.
We try not to touch the money. We try
mm-hmm.
not to let it go through our hands just because of these things.
I kind of wanted to speak a little bit about what Becky mentioned about people in Indiana not even knowing about the case. Sadly, that does seem to be the case with people. People are navel gazers. I always talk to Trisha about this. Those of us who are, I guess, interested in true crime or in these cases, sometimes forget that most people aren't.
Right.
They're
not.
Actually very interested, or they might be interested on a very superficial level, but they have such short attention spans that what we see a lot in cases, and I kind of realized this over the years when after becoming a moderator especially, people are so involved in themselves that they think a case has been solved. And I have family members who will do that. You know, they don't necessarily understand my fascination with true crime or with wanting justice for things. And they'll say, oh, you know what, wasn't that case solved, about whatever the case may be, or didn't they catch that person? And then usually they're fairly horrified when told, no, you know, this person is still loose, they're still free, they may be out there wanting to do it again. We do understand the importance, and if there is ever a dedicated group of people who doesn't let things go, it's people on web sleuths. I mean, they will talk about a case for years and decades. Mm-hmm. They don't let it go. They want answers. They want to try to help. They don't want glory, but they want to try to help. That's our cold case forum is quite active, as is our unidentified forum. And, you know, those are people who nobody even knows who they are. And we have people who they spend their lives just devoted to making matches. Just because they want to see justice, they want to see families reunited, even though the person is deceased. So, mm-hmm. I mean, we do have people, we don't allow trolls. We don't allow people who are on there trying to talk about themselves. You have to stay focused on the topic, and people are so willing to help. These girls have really just shook people to hear about this. And, you know, you should be able to go for a walk in the woods. I grew up in a small little town, not that different from Delphi in the Midwest. And our parents, they wouldn't have even thought twice about us walking through a park or on a bridge or whatever. We did that all the time. Mm-hmm. Nobody thought about, oh, you're going to get murdered in broad daylight.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I live in a city now, but it doesn't even cross the minds of people in rural areas, because why would it? You know, things like that don't happen. They just don't happen there. And so this is really shocked people, and people sincerely do want to help on Web Sleuths. They ask us all the time. They message us. They message Trisha. Is there anything we can do? Is there any way we can help? You know, we're frustrated. It's only a tenth of what you're feeling, I know, but we are frustrated. We want justice for these girls, and we don't want to see this happen to more people.
That's what we're afraid of.
Free.
We're just afraid that this guy's going to do this again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's going to feel like, look at the evidence, and they haven't caught me. So boy, I got away with it. Mm-hmm. With all of that, I can do it again.
And that's scary.
So we do need to keep getting his name out there or his face. I wish we had his name, his face out there and his voice out there, because people either haven't seen this because they're not paying attention, or they have assumed, because it's been 2 years, that that case is solved.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we run into that just like Daniel Nations. Do you know, we spent so much time after that just telling people, no, he wasn't caught. I mean, we still have people when we meet. Well, didn't they get him out in Colorado? No. Mm-hmm. Or now this other guy, this Eldritch guy. And everybody, so every time one of these things comes out, well, half the people that have known about it thinks, oh, well, he's caught. So we start all over.
That's absolutely right. Very frustrating, beyond belief. And Becky, if you can, and I don't want to put any pressure on you, but just let the police know that Web Sleuths is here, and to give us some little piece of evidence that we can work on for them, and we'll do anything we can. That's my big gripe, is trying to get law enforcement to understand and to work with us. They don't want to work with us because they think we're a bunch of old biddies that interfere.
We have people who are experts in video renderings. I mean, they're, you know, doing this as sort of almost a side thing that's, you know, an unpaid sort of thing. We have verified experts in all different fields, and we have people who just happen to be really good at having the patience to sit down and analyze documents or photographs or whatever, and who want to help. So, it's definitely not just old biddies sitting around.
I may be an old
biddy. Who are bored.
I'm an old biddy. I'm an old biddy, but, hey, I can still help. So, old biddies, we will gather together and help.
And you know what? It may have helped because we had our lead detective with us at CrimeCon last year. So he got to see a little bit of some of that. I think he was a little impressed, too. So, you know, he got to see a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that'll help.
next time Mike goes in, I will write up a little thing and do up a little spiel for you guys.
Oh, my gosh. We would be forever grateful. If we could help with this case, it would be everything we've dreamed of. We would just be so, so grateful to you for letting us help you.
So these victims are so innocent. They are the innocent of the innocent. And we can't allow this man to be free and to do this again. And I agree. I think he's obviously arrogant and brazen to kill people in daylight and go after children. That's a coward, though. You know, so he's got to know that, yeah, he got away with it, but for how long?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, listen,
anybody who preys on children.
Oh, I know. They need to be just, don't even get us started on that, because between Lopez and I, we'll just work ourselves up into and it will pretty much explode before you know it. Becky, listen, I'll let you.
Is pretty cheap.
Exactly. Becky, we're going to let you go because I'm sure you're exhausted. Get your rest. Please take care of yourself. Tell Mike to spoil you rotten and just let us know what we can do, okay?
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Becky. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That's Liberty German's grandmother, Becky Patty. And, of course, our beloved moderator, Little Texans. Can you believe it's been 2 years? 2 years since Abby and Libby went on that walk in Delphi, only to be murdered by somebody. We have his picture. We have a great sketch. We even have his voice. But we don't have this monster off the street. So just come to websleuths.com, join our conversation, and hopefully, just like Becky Patty says, today is the day that we get this animal off the street and Abby and Libby get some justice. Take care, everyone, and we'll see you next time on Web Sleuths Radio.